This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny announced Wednesday he has gone on hunger strike until he receives proper medical treatment for severe back pain and numbness in his legs. Last week, the opposition politician, who is serving a 2.5-year prison sentence in one of Russia's most notorious penal colonies, said he was suffering from a pinched nerve that had caused his right leg to go numb. In a post on Instagram Wednesday, Navalny said the back pain that had earlier caused his right leg to go numb was causing his left leg to now lose sensitivity as well. He wrote, quote, "I have gone on a hunger strike demanding that the law be obeyed and that a visiting doctor be allowed to visit me," end quote. He said Wednesday, instead of receiving medical treatment, he is continuing to be, quote, "tortured with sleep deprivation," end quote. Meanwhile, a court in St. Petersburg Wednesday jailed a man for a year for having attacked a riot police officer during a rally in support of imprisoned Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. He became the third Russian to receive a prison sentence over the nationwide protest that took place in late January and early February, demanding freedom for 44-year-old Navalny. A cashier who was one of the last people to speak with George Floyd before his deadly arrest last May testified at Derek Chauvin's murder trial in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, Wednesday, that Floyd appeared to be high on drugs but was able to make conversation. Chauvin, who is white, was fired by the city's police department the day after he was captured on video with his knee on the neck of Floyd, a black man, in handcuffs. Chauvin has pled not guilty to murder and manslaughter charges. The jury watched video Wednesday that showed a cheerful-looking Floyd in his final minutes inside a grocery store.